cakes.
Got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Don't believe anything you just heard. It's a fake pancake day. It really is. That's fake news. It's 7:02.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
98 yesterday was a record tied. Today's record of 94. Oh, it'll be so broken. With a high today around 98 or 99, maybe 100. Tonight's low 72. Rain chances are not zero. There's some future radar which prints out a couple of showers, but again, your chances of seeing one at your house are remote. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, record highs expected each day. In fact, I'll go beyond that. We can add Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the following week through October 3rd. Every day we could break a record. And the rain chances about 10% each day, with high temperatures over the weekend and early next week in the upper 90s to near 100. Right now this morning, we have clear skies. Calm winds at 73 at 7:03.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's 7 a.m., which means it's time for a new name in the name game contest.
Yay.
And Diana Derry, you have until the end of the hour to call 396-5477. And when you call 396-5477, Diana Derry, you will qualify for a Sony Smart TV, a Sony XBR Smart TV, 65 inches, huge TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. And if you're not registered to be in the name game yet, visit newstalk931.com. Click on the name game banner and throw your name in the hat, because we have 5 weeks worth of fantastic prizes for you to win. And Diana Derry has her shot this hour to qualify for that Sony XBR Smart TV from Cohen's.
Thank you, Emily. And Emily will be joining us again in a second here with today's good news story. But I'm going to take a moment to talk about Jack Ingram. And I'm realizing why so many Jack Ingram customers are repeat customers. Because once you've experienced, you know, buying a car from them, which is always easy and no pressure and very professional. I mean, it's a completely different thing for whatever your pre-owned car shopping experience has been. And they like to keep you. So I got a little thing in the mail yesterday about a special event for Rogue owners. And I guess there's a need for pre-owned Rogues. And I'm going to go replace one with another pre-owned Rogue. Except they have 2019s and 18s with incredibly low mileage, so you can upgrade and keep your payment right about where it is. And I like that option, and I'm going to exercise that option. I'm going to go over and see Tip on Saturday to get the ball rolling. They take such great care of you. You would feel guilty if you bought a car from them and 3 years later decided to go to, you would feel guilty because you'd be betraying people to treat you like good friends. And that's how it is. That's why I love them. Their whole approach with customers, the follow-up, everything. It's all top-notch, 100% professional. Some great selections available under $10,000. I keep Hakkinen Chinook on the Jetta. It's in the under $10,000 category with only 54,000 miles, and it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line, even though the car has 8 years on it. These are the creme de la creme when it comes to pre-owned vehicles. They have been vetted by body, by nice, clean interiors. And most importantly, the Ingram team of mechanics certifies that we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. So when you're ready, stop by and see Jack Ingram. Signature used cars, Tip Thames and the team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or browse now at jackingram.com.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
We have a hero story for you this morning.
A hero?
A hero, a guy that's just a born hero.
Okay.
Tech Sergeant Ken O'Brien is a member of Special Ops Rescue Unit in the Air Force, and last year he was one of the divers who helped rescue all those kids in Thailand who got trapped in the flooded cave.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
In the process of rescuing those kids, he saved a Thai Navy SEAL's life, too. But that's not all.
Huh.
But
wait, there's more.
He was also part of President Trump's security detail for his recent summit with Kim Jong-un. and he pulled someone from a burning car while he was in South Korea.
I didn't hear about this.
So he's had quite a year.
Wow.
Right? Last week, the military gave him a big award for it, but he might deserve another one now because he had to fly in from Japan for the award ceremony, and during his trip, he saved yet another life.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No, go ahead.
A one-year-old baby on his flight was choking and stopped breathing, so Ken stepped in, cleared the airway, resuscitated the child, and handed him back to his parents, and went back to his seat like it was no big deal.
Reading SkyMall magazine.
Just another day in the life for Sergeant Ken O'Brien.
That's pretty impressive.
Had you known him when you were younger, he could have pulled you from that bus, you know?
Right? He would have been right there.
Yeah, where was he when I needed the guy? That's pretty amazing stuff.
He said somebody asked him about how he's always in the right place at the right time, and he said, if someone needs to go do something dangerous, I volunteer. If someone needs a leader, I volunteer. So he's just... He's not afraid.
It's got to be pretty amazing stuff, too, to be on the president's security detail in a historic thing like the Kim Jong-un get-together. Mm-hmm. You're there to provide security, but at the same time, you're also a citizen watching something you hope will produce a good result. Jay, I think we're going to do part one and part two on Random Facts again today.
Oh, man.
That's okay. Cool.
It's cool. And then you can do the review last time on Random Facts.
Yeah. we'll do the recap. In fact, before we go to a break, we'll do next time on.
And There you go. All right, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, back to the traffic dungeon, your local news, and then a convoluted introduction to part one of today's Random Facts.
We are cruising into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and it looks like a good time to be traveling. We don't have a lot of issues for you. Everybody is moving along fine on the boulevard. Traffic on the interstates is up at a speed limit ride, and the only delays we see on the 31s is a crowd coming out of Wetumpka, but everybody's moving along fine. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. And the United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit the Women of Hope.org or call 220-4599.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On September 26th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Linda Hamilton.
Congratulations, it's a girl. What are you going to name her?
Linda.
Sarah Connor?
No, Linda.
Sarah Connor.
Linda. Linda Hamilton.
I'm looking for Sarah Connor.
I want you to go away now.
I'll be back.
Linda Hamilton, a star is born.
And now,
I'll be back.
Immediately following random.
It was a great idea. I'll be back.
Execution.
I'll be back.
All right. Part one of Random Facts. Did you know the color magenta? The color magenta does not exist on the visible spectrum. Our brain apparently constructs the color magenta to bridge the gap between red and violet.
Oh, so our brain's involved.
Yeah. Are you saying this is a fake color?
fake color, I like that.
I'm not saying it's necessarily a fake color. It is a color that can be produced as far as a crayon or something like that. You can make that. But on the visible spectrum of light, magenta does not exist.
I don't understand that because they all exist, because from white to black.
Roy G. Biv.
RGB? Red, green, blue, yeah.
Okay.
No, Roy G. Biv. You don't know that? Red, orange, yellow, you just green, said, blue, indigo, violet.
Oh, the whole thing. That's, I thought you were thing. Just using the first letters.
No, Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
I thought that was a mayoral candidate.
Vote for Roy Biv. For me.
All right, go ahead.
Did you know that Kobe's Bryant.
Whoa! You're starting to sound like me now.
I know. Did you know that Kobe Bryant's parents actually did name him after the famous beef in Japan?
That's odd.
Which they saw on a restaurant menu.
He could have been called teriyaki.
Yeah, that's the first comment. And the world lost the opportunity to have Stroganoff Bryant rise to the occasion. Kobe, yeah. Kobe Bryant. After the beef. Did you know the guy who wrote the Chili's song, the Baby Back Ribs?
Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
If you tell me it was Rick Springfield.
No, it wasn't. No. Gary. It was, he's never eaten their ribs before.
Well, I believe that. You don't have to.
You don't have to try the product before you can write about it?
Right. I bet, you know.
Give it every day.
I bet Mary Manilow's never been to McDonald's either.
I'm willing to bet he has.
He probably has.
Actually. Did you know that between 23 and 36% of people never experience a headache in their entire life?
Lucky people.
Yeah, that's the first comment, although they weren't as nice as you.
I haven't had a serious migraine since February of 2018 now.
Migraines will knock me out of commission.
But I'm due.
They're awful.
They come up that,
yeah, I know.
At that frequency.
Did you know that humans have consumed 9.2 billion tons of plastic? No, this does not mean they've eaten it. It just means that they've used that much plastic. 9.2 billion tons. Out of it, 6 billion will never meet a recycling bin, and there's no infrastructure to deal with it.
Gosh, I know.
That's the equivalent to the weight of 1 billion elephants.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of plastic.
Can I hear the...
Yeah, no, some of the birthday.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's for you, Rick.
Hey, so...
don't get sidetracked, please.
You know, that's why they don't want us to buy individual waters, and they don't want us using plastic bags anymore.
Plastic straws.
Yeah, plastic straws.
I reuse this thing all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, but should we be in prison because we're not compliant?
That's right, yes. Prison.
Right.
Did you know that the National Time Standard was not enacted until 1883?
Yes, and it has to do with the railroads.
Before that, cities kept their own local time.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. Here's another side random fact for that. Did you know that movies, for the most part, used to be played in a loop in theaters, and you would just pay and go in, and you'd be in the middle of it.
Right.
And you just sit and watch until it came around again.
That's not good.
Well, it stopped specifically because of Alfred Hitchcock. Psycho.
Yeah.
He was very adamant that people had to see that movie from beginning to end and not come in the middle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they had to have times, structured times of when the movie would play.
I think I remember you saying that.
Structured movie times did not exist until then.
They probably did in some way, but for the most part, no.
Wow.
But it wasn't until he came along and he said, look, this cannot be shown.
I mean, that's the 60s.
But
I know, right?
You and I remember Saturday afternoon matinees where you can drop in at any time.
Yeah.
And stay until the next showing of the movie, too.
We just wanted to be independent youths eating a lot of candy.
And what was there before the movie? There was at least a cartoon and maybe a Three Stooges?
A newsreel, maybe?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
No newsreel?
The newsreels were pretty much, in my time, gone.
I don't remember newsreels per se, no. Watched a lot of them in history classes stuff like that. But
did you know, and you guys probably will know this because I know you've studied this a ton. I did not until now, but when shooting Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth timed his shot so that the noise would be masked when the audience was laughing.
Sure.
Right. He was an actor. He knew the play that he was watching by heart. He knew when the hits would come for the comedy part.
Yeah.
In fact, Lincoln was actually laughing when he was shot.
Yeah. My American Cousin. Yeah, it's fourth. Yeah.
I've heard the line that they were laughing at too, but I can't recall it.
I can't, right off the top of my head, I can't remember it either.
The audience, in fact, that one guy who was on Secret, I've Got a Secret.
Yeah,
he was
the last living person to see Abraham Lincoln's face.
He said he did not realize that a gun was fired. In fact, his concern at the time was for Booth, who had injured himself when he fell. They thought, it being what it was, that it was just like, oh, that actor hurt himself.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Right.
Did not know that the president had been shot.
I'm glad I got to go to Ford's Theater while they still let you come up the stairs that John Wilkes climbed.
Because when I got there in 2015, they didn't allow me to do that.
I was there in the 90s and they didn't.
We were able to actually stand in the box.
Oh, man.
Touch Lincoln's chair. The whole thing.
On the other hand, though, I was in the sniper's lair, the sniper's in the book depository
Dallas.
Building in Dallas. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing left on my bucket list.
They don't let you stand there anymore.
Oh, really?
I mean, you can't. You can
it's
get
glassed in or
it's
something?
It's glassed in. You can't get to. I stood right there in the window. Mm.
Did you know the oldest working actor in Hollywood is a man named Norman Lloyd? He is 104 years old. I'm trying to say what I could tell you he was in. He was in The Saboteur, Alfred Hitchcock again, in 1942. Spellbound. He was in Dead Poets Society, St. Elsewhere.
You saying Lloyd Nolan?
Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd.
He was in Dead Poets. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. 104 years old.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back to part two of Random Facts. But first, here's Rich Thomas.
You know what? MPB stands for Montgomery Paint and Body, and we have all have been very happy customers at Montgomery Paint and Body. Some of us over and over and over and over again for over 30 years. That's how long I've been taking my car. Well, they used to be in their old location off the Northeastern Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. Why could they? Could a business like that survive 35 years? Well, the average paint and body shop is not in business for 35 years. But they're going strong at Montgomery Paint and Body. That's because they're straight shooters, and they always have been. And that's not always been the case in in paint and body shops, not just here in Montgomery. But there have been little things going on where, we won't have to fix that, and we'll pocket that money from the insurance company. That kind of stuff was going on in the years gone by. But Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the rest of the crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, that doesn't work with them. They're very meticulous about fixing not only the damage you see, but the damage you don't see as well behind that panel and under that chassis. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready to go, it's not only fixed right, it's also detailed, and a big silly grin comes on my face because I know I'm going to be very, very happy to see my vehicle. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better. And by the way, the phone number, 27-WRECK with a W.
Let's find out who needs some MPB right now at 7:29. We'll be back with part two of Random Facts.
Rolling on into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we don't have a lot of problems for you. Traffic is building up on the boulevard, so please be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's still rolling at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look good. There's a large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the river bridge and when you reach the boulevard. School zones are starting to show a lot of congestion, so be careful. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, let's return to part two of...
Random.
That works.
Thought I gave it a whirl.
All right. As we continue with our random facts, of which there are 3. Did you know that stingrays are very closely related to sharks under their category of... cartilaginous fish. If that makes any sense.
Well, that's what makes a shark so powerful. It's mostly cartilage.
It's, yeah, pretty much. All of it. They can be considered flat sharks.
Flat sharks.
Yes, stingrays. Both sharks and stingrays do not have bones, but a cartilaginous skeletal structure.
By the way, don't ever call a shark a flat shark. They get really, really angry.
He knows. Did you know that queen ants can live for decades?
Oh.
Decades. But males, they only live for a few weeks. The female ant is the male ant. all they're there is to mate with the queen. That's it. That's all they're there for.
So now we know who wears the pants and the ant.
Yeah, yeah. It's the queen. Even the female workers do more than the male workers do.
Well, that's the way it should be. Was I trolling Emily with that comment? Maybe. That's possible.
From the look on her face, it worked.
Well.
And finally, it's your last little random fact for the two-parter here. Victor Marchetti. Victor Marchetti's 1974 work, The CIA and the Cult of Intelligence, was the first book, this is in 1974, that was subject to pre-publication censorship by the U.S. government.
Huh.
The book was published with gaps showing where text had been excised and bold text where CIA censorship demands had been overturned by a court.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A redacted book.
Yeah. So they left blank where the CIA had taken stuff out, and they bolded it where the CIA wanted to take stuff out, but were unable to do so by court. So that the reader obviously would know that's an important thing to them, apparently. Those are your random facts.
Thank you. In two parts.
In two parts, yes.
Next season on Random Facts.
Yeah, right?
Actually, that edition of Random Facts was just a dream. Stay tuned.
Oh, no, the shower scene.
Well, it was the anniversary of one of the dumbest things that ever happened in TV history.
Bobby Ewing in the shower.
And they do that. What the heck were they thinking?
What are you doing in my shower? You're dead.
It is 7:28. These guys are going to caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. While they're doing that, let me remind you, now that we're down to less than three months from today, December 26th.
It's Boxing Day in Canada.
And you'll be taking your boxes back to stores you bought them from because you guessed wrong or you weren't sure, but you had to buy something. Take the uncertainty out of the equation when it comes to great gift giving by just going to Brian Jewelry. Save yourself the angst. You know how it is. It's very difficult to embrace the spirit of the holiday season with the kith and kin, as Clark Griswold does in the movie, when you're worried about, there's just days left and I haven't even started. Well, at Brian Jewelry, their expertise extends above and beyond the fact they can create things. They're really great with people and getting them to talk about the person they're shopping for and making ideas based on that. Just for starters, though, for Christmas or any occasion, birthday, anniversary, or just to say, I love you. They have some amazing selections in the War Eagle and Roll Tide showcases, all brand new and fully stocked for 2019. Those are right inside the doors as you walk into Brian Jewelry and their beautiful building at 1778 East Main in Prattville. You can shop online at brianjewelry.com. That's how Mademoiselle Goose picked out her items. And you should join their club because the first time you make a purchase of $200 or more, you'll save $100. That's brianjewelry.com or stop by and see Lynn and the team at 1778 East Main in Prattville. I think they're ready. Let's go for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, and I'm trying to find where it went all of a sudden. Was it in part one or was it in part two? There it is. It was in part one. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a man named Norman Lloyd. He is the oldest working actor in Hollywood. How old is he?
Well, that's the answer we need at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 food outlet gift certificate. Call now. 272-9228.
Rolling on into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we don't have a lot of problems for you. Traffic is building up on the boulevard, so please be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's still rolling at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look good. There's a large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the river bridge and when you reach the boulevard. School zones are starting to show a lot of congestion, so be careful. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333 333- 3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if we can get a winning answer here at 731, and we're going to line one, and I believe this gentleman was at Baumhauer's last night. Catman?
Hey, yep, that was me.
Well, it was great to meet you last night. Thanks for coming out.
It's good to meet you. Yeah, happy birthday. And the answer is 104.
Is that it?
That's correct.
All right, yep. That's the answer we need, and you are a winner.
Thanks,
hooray,
guys.
It's, hang on one second. A moment. I'm a space cadet today. I just am. I'm sorry.
What's up?
Nothing bad. Yesterday, you know, I feel like the little kid that did everything he wanted to in the same day and then is paying for it the next day. Just kind of...
Which name?
It's very similar to being hit by a bus.
Oh, I wouldn't know. But you would.
I would. And if you want me to explain what being hit by a pickup truck and a car is like, I can give you those details, too. Let's say good morning to some of our other callers. Brenda, hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
All right.
We got a winner. Thank you for calling. And Don R., thank you for trying.
Hey, I knew I lost, but I just was too late. But I was going to say, you guys are on my alarm clock. Oh. I don't wake up to a buzz saying, I wake up to you guys in the morning.
Oh.
Well.
I mean, that's how it actually goes off. The radio comes on and I listen to you guys. That's how I wake up.
Well, you just made our day. We appreciate you listening. And
well, I enjoy. So, thank you.
Don't ever go back to the buzz.
733.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Wow, I've been hitting refresh button for the last few minutes on the new drought monitor, and it just refreshed, and I've got the new drought monitor. Wow. So 83% of the state is now involved in a drought situation in Alabama. 30% of the state is at least 30% of the state is now in moderate drought, including much of the river region. I see some spots. Ooh, yeah, up there in Coosa and Tallapoosa, I see the severe drought now in parts of southeast Alabama, severe drought. And then I see one spot of extreme drought up there in Jefferson County, close to the Birmingham area. So the new drought monitor map is out. I will post it on the my Facebook page, my weather Facebook page, here in a minute. I'll also tweet it out if you're on Twitter. But it does not look good. We knew it was going to be bad, but... wow, it's too many colors on this map that's supposed to be white. Our forecast for today calling for another dry day, but although the future radar does print out a couple of showers, I'll put the rain chances at 10%. Let's keep our fingers crossed. High temperature 98, 99, maybe 100. That would easily blow away the old record of 94. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and beyond, record highs every day. I'm talking about over the weekend, highs in the upper 90s through Monday, which is the end of the month, and the rain chances about 10% each day. And, by the way, the records, I think, will continue on Tuesday, October 1st, on Wednesday, October 2nd, on Thursday, October 3rd. More record highs, so we may do it 9 days in a row, possibly. Right now, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 73 at 735.
Is the rest of the world like, I mean, we've been in this stagnant weather pattern where that high sits there,
mm-hmm.
We maybe see a cloud and a drop of rain. Is this consistency, this stagnancy happening in other parts of the world? Is everything just kind of sitting
still? Some very interesting things are happening in the Rockies and the Northern Rockies and the West right now, where we're going to see the first snow this weekend and some chilly temperatures and some blustery conditions. So, it's stagnant over us, but there are other regular weathers going on. Yeah.
Just thought I'd ask. A friend wanted to know.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a conundrum? Do we have
unity?
Not today. But yesterday, I believe we had unity.
We did yesterday.
I have a whole list.
I know that. I was just saying, that's the last time that we had unity on a conundrum.
Okay.
I have a whole list of breakfast fun facts that we can get into. Maybe do a pop quiz on those. I don't know. I'm going to go smoke.
From the Fox Business Network, McDonald's will test a plant-based burger from Beyond Meat. The launch is today in Canada at 28 restaurants in Ontario. The patties from Beyond Meat will be called the PLT for plant, lettuce, and tomato. It'll be trying out the no-meat burgers for 12 weeks. It'll cost the equivalent of about $5. Rite Aid is reporting a mixed quarter, though its revenue, the money it takes in, was weaker than expected. Its overall quarter was better than forecast. Rite Aid is still losing money, but its loss was smaller than a year ago. ConAgra, the food company known for Duncan Hines, Vlasic Pickles, and Hunt's, also reported a mixed quarter, but says its business will live up to expectations this year. Stocks closed higher yesterday. Investors shrugged off the investigation into President Trump. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Diana Derry, you are our name for the 7 o'clock hour, so make sure you call 396-5477. And when you do, Diana Derry, you will qualify to win the 65-inch Sony XBR Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Blue Water Broadcasting, all a part of the Name Game, which everyone can play as long as you go to newstalk931.com, click on the Name Game banner, and submit your name. And then you can be like Diana Derry. The easiest part's the listening part, because you're already doing that. You just listen out for your name, and then you call us back at 396-5477 and get qualified for fantastic prizes. We've got 5 weeks of this, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Balake, where is Balake at?
He just sent a fresh update, so let's see what's going on. 741.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 7 o'clock hour, and boy, traffic has gotten busy, and we have some problems for you. On I-85 southbound, there's an accident right before the Eastern Boulevard, so be careful there. We also have one on I-85 southbound at Pike Road. That's around the 15-mile marker. And on the South Boulevard at Court Street, we have another accident. And besides the accidents that we see around town, we also have our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so be prepared to slow down there. And if you're on Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka, there's a big crowd around the Redland Road traffic light, and when you reach the boulevard. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night tonight at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
It's 10:43, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. How many of you listening, and those of us gathered here today, know somebody who is a real vegan?
I'm thinking. Yes. Yeah, I know one.
They tend to be very militant about being a vegan. But apparently, there are enough to have convinced the people at Disney to add 400 vegan options at all of their theme parks and restaurants.
Who won't eat a chicken breast? Disney's catering to hipsters thinks they're better than the rest. No fried eggs, turkey legs, everything is seaweed-based. Try the lentils, they're delicious. We've got brand new legume dishes. We've got seeds, we've got sprouts. It is food fit for a mouse. And no global warming beef you can't digest. We've got a brand new menu. Most of it is tofu. For our guest, vegan guest, think your best.
Hear people speculate, oh, there's going to be a civil war. I know what'll do it. When they outlaw burgers, that will be the straw to the camel's back.
Vegan my butt.
All right. You have seen me make a major behavior modification in the studio because I'm drinking water, which was a foreign substance to me until a few months ago. And I'm doing pretty well, about a half gallon a day. And but every time I start to do something, I think way overdue, this is the healthy thing to do, I come across a piece of information that says, well, maybe not. According to Oh, this came from CNN, so this is fake health.
Fake health.
Regular water, Gatorade, Powerade, Pedialyte. I've used that. The most hydrating thing you can drink is skim milk.
I've heard that.
It's like water.
That's why I never buy it. Because I like milk.
I do go 2%, but I will not go skim.
I did the 2% thing for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And then I just decided...
milk.
It's going to be milk or nothing at all. Skim milk is 91% water. Also has sugar, sodium, protein, and a tiny bit of fat. You certainly can't use skim milk in a recipe. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Yeah, it's too thin.
No, it's too... it is.
You know, instant puddings, that kind of stuff, just to add milk.
It just makes it... thin.
Yeah, it's awful. According to the study, the 10 most hydrating drinks in order: skim milk number 1, Pedialyte number 2, whole milk, orange juice, soda, diet soda, iced tea, regular tea. That surprised me because I thought tea drinkers consider that to be very hydrating and doesn't have a lot of the crap that soda does. Sports drinks, regular water finishes in 10th place. So I finally get a good habit going. Only to find out it's the 10th best option.
So you should just go back to your chocolate milk?
I do. I use chocolate milk.
You allow that,
a
right?
A sip.
Yeah.
Just a sip. It's good. It's also cost plus 10% of food outlet.
Oh, how about that?
So I buy a little bottle for the station, a little bottle for the house. And this week at food outlet, see, you know, I didn't do the steaks because I just couldn't.
It's okay. You were tired
week.
This morning.
We'll
and
do
we
New
want
York,
you feeling good tomorrow morning.
We'll do New York strips on Monday. Okay. How about if we do that? They're $4.94 a pound at food outlet. $4.94. That number per pound, that price per pound, generally starts with a double digit at the chain grocery stores for a New York strip steak. This is USDA grade A beef. This is where you really start to see immediate savings. You buy 2 pounds of steak and you're already up $10 at the minimum on the chain stores. But this pricing structure, cost plus 10 throughout the store, these are specials they do every week in addition to the regular pricing structure. Chuck roast, $2.87 a pound. Kraft mayo, the big jar, $2.98. I don't think you're going to get it for that at one of the chain stores.
$3.99 at least.
And sweet potatoes, and great fresh fruit and vegetable display, 50 cents a pound. Through this coming Tuesday at all three food outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14, and as often as they can, Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard, where I send pictures from the chicken tender department to a certain local dog. That's right, Bailey. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba.
Here we go. Jay's favorite part of the show.
That's his jam, as Emily would say. as we visit the animal kingdom.
He'd be driving.
See what's happening.
He'd be driving real fast in his car, right?
Yeah.
All right, animal stories on News Talk 93.1 FM, and we go. Actually, this particular creature's been making news all week. The trash panda, known as the raccoon.
The trash panda. How would you like to be named that?
Actually, I think somebody did call me that once.
A trash panda?
Well, I was partying hard and I had raccoon eyes. You know how that goes. Anyway, British Columbia man got a call from neighbors about a possible break-in, returned from vacation to find a group of raccoons had broken through his ceiling and ransacked his house.
Wow.
They are very destructive when they get together in a group.
Uh-huh.
Baboons travel in Congress.
In what?
Congress.
That's
a Congress
about right.
Of baboons. It's true. You look that up. And, you know, there's words for all crows. What do they call a group?
A murder.
A murder of crows.
What is then, a group?
Then there's a gaggle of geese, right?
Gaggle
right.
of geese. I'm wondering what the group term for raccoons is.
I'm looking it up.
When they set up one of their little raccoon communities,
right?
We had a major problem with them in Fort Lauderdale, like in the 90s at one point, where they had to actually bring in crews to uproot them and move them because they were doing so much damage.
Now, they're not the ones. No.
It's called a gaze or a nursery.
A gaze or a nursery. The animals bored a hole through his wooden shingle roof to get into the garage attic. From there, they were able to make their way into the house. The animals basically just completely trashed the home. It wasn't obvious at first. Waiting to find out from his insurance company if they're covered from this. And with all the damage they did, these raccoons missed an entire pantry full of food. So they apparently weren't very bright. You've heard the story about the mother who was horrified to see her child pinned under a car and adrenaline strength.
We've seen that before, huh?
Can lift the car. It's happened again. A woman in Georgia used her bare hands to bend the metal bars of a fence to save a deer.
You done got stuck again? You need to learn how to jump, boo. What is gonna happen when I'm not here? Why you didn't jump? I'm gonna help you one more time. This one's harder. Better not get stuck again. Y'all need to show her how to jump.
Now, take a look at the picture I pulled up.
See that?
Those are serious metal bars.
Yes, they are.
You know,
wow.
So she...
That's amazing.
That's a video, is it?
Yes, it is.
Play button down there.
I'll play it, but not with the audio, because it may not be edited.
Right.
And in our modern system, how do I get this fixed? I don't want to get personal or bring up company business on the air, but how do I get this fixed so I can play, like, news audio clips and things up here. This is ridiculous.
To the boss about it?
Can't play Twitter videos. Can't. It's crazy. I still haven't played that whole thing from Biden. I got one little clip.
Hopefully, if you get upgraded here, I get upgraded down there too.
I think there's limitations or settings that are like really rigid.
No, I think it's just
they're afraid that we're going to come up here and we're going to put on a lot of. I'm just going to sit here all afternoon. And
yeah, you get time for that.
Give the stock market report and watch
long
dirty movies.
Commercial break.
That would never happen.
You're so naughty.
Oh, he's not naughty. He's
incorrigible.
At times.
At times.
7:54, Block 8.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your ride into work and school, and it is a challenge this morning because we have lots of traffic jams. Of course, I-65 is slow headed into the downtown area, and we have some problems on I-85. It always slows down between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. That's happening there. There's also a couple of accidents impacting your ride into town on 85 southbound. We have one right before East Boulevard. We also have one out at the Pike Road exit. If you're on the boulevard, there's also an accident at South Court Street, so be careful in that area. School zones are still in effect. Watch
the kids in the buses and your speed is 15 miles an hour, let's be really careful this morning. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
These are electrifying in a different kind of way. Suppose you went online and you picked out a clothing item and you sent away for it.
Okay.
Package arrives, you open it up, and there's 25,000 ecstasy tablets in it.
No!
That happened to a couple in Austria. The box contained thousands of what she thought were decorative stones. But her husband thought, these might be drugs. So they returned the package to the post office, and the police determined the contents, 24,800 ecstasy tabs with an estimated street value of $550,000.
Wow.
Well, so...
So who's shipping 25,000 ecstasy tablets through... I mean... It was supposed to come from a Dutch retailer. Maybe he's got something else going. Maybe the clothes are a front.
Wonder if that was a Prime purchase, you know? Was it? Did he click on Prime?
Oh, this is Prime, man.
Alexa, order me some more ecstasy pills.
Yeah. The other story that got my attention today, only because I didn't think this was possible, somebody who dropped an iPhone in a South Carolina river,
right,
15 months ago found it at the bottom of the river. Wow. It was in there the whole time, and it still worked.
No, no, oh, no, 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 no,
no. Yep. You'll have to...
That's a lie.
Ask Erica Bennett. They were on a river float tour when her phone fell overboard. Wow. She and her husband then searched for the phone underwater, unable to find it. They spent a lot of time in the area. They had gone into the river snorkeling and saw the phone at the bottom, hooked it up to a charger, and it started up. He was able to connect or contact the phones or restart all the phone's data. Everything was still there and is in good working condition. In a river.
I know an idiot close by you who jumped in his pool for, 20 seconds accidentally with the phone, and we couldn't dry it out.
Well, you've just got into that. Jump into the pool, huh?
It was just a stupid moment.
Hey, we all have them. I have turned them into a profit-making business called radio by sharing them on the air. It is 7:58. Mr. Electric is the company you want when you need anything done involving electronics, wiring, repair. You're hearing a weird noise. You have lights that don't, seem to dim on their own. You don't want those situations to linger because electrical fires are terribly devastating. And if you live in an older home, it's just a good idea to have Mr. Electric come out and just go over everything and make sure it's all good working order. Something stops working, they can repair it. They can install something you bought, like a ceiling fan, for example, or any other thing like security lighting. They put our Ring doorbell system. Mr. Electric is certified master electricians, years of experience, and they give you an upfront price on the work you need done, and that is what you'll pay. No surprises. And they tidy up when they're done. So all you're left with is the great result you call for. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.